And he's here on the show.
Headphones.
Oh, get your headphones. Well, it doesn't matter now. You can just talk to me now. Oh. That was a little clip of you saying, I'm not just any old Time Lord. Yeah, well, brilliant. Yeah,
thanks,
of course you're brilliant.
Thanks.
Hello, David Tennant. Welcome to our show. How are you?
Very nice to be back.
Yeah, you've been in these places quite a few times.
Yeah.
We did that lovely Doctor Who special, Christmas special, which was a lot of fun.
You and me going through Christmas Day.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Right, first of all, you've got the Easter special, which goes out, obviously, on Easter at 6:45 on Saturday.
Yep. And BBC One and BBC HD for the first time as well.
That'll be very good.
Oh, yeah.
And are you doing a commentary or some kind of post show?
Oh, we always do that. Yeah.
Oh, dear, right.
We do commentaries that, yes, we do commentaries for the DVDs, but we also do commentaries that go out online.
And that's right.
We've done one for that, so you can download that as soon as the show's been on air.
Okay. So it's called Planet of the Dead. What can we expect? Tease us with some of the things we can look forward to.
You can expect it starts on a red. Well, no, it doesn't. It starts with Michelle Ryan in a cat suit.
Yeah.
Stealing something important.
Okay.
And then she tries to escape on a red bus. London Red Bus.
Mm-hmm.
But London Transport being what it is, it slips through a wormhole in time and space and ends up on a planet on the other side of the universe.
Oh, no.
So then it's the Doctor and Lady Christina and a bunch of people on the bus trying to figure out how they're going to get home.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the clips that I saw, there were lots of kind of red strange things kind of dashing through the air.
There's a bit of a swarm.
Right, okay.
There's a bit of a swarm.
Mm.
And there's also another alien race that are on the planet too.
Okay.
Called the Tritivores.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's all sorts of stuff going on back on Earth as well.
Okay, so you're just dashing backwards and forwards all over.
Well, no, I can't get back. I'm trapped.
Okay.
But luckily, we managed to communicate through the wormhole because we docked a mobile phone. And you'll have to tune in.
All right, we'll tune in. 6:45 on Saturday. Is it a funny episode? Is it moving episode?
Yeah, it's quite a romp, I think. Yeah.
Okay, so it's not a dark side. It's not
particularly dark. It's got dark some dark moments, but there's a tiny little hint at the very end that it's all about to get a lot darker.
Okay, so
because obviously at the end of the year, it's the end of the line for the 10th Doctor.
Uh-huh.
So you just get this is a kind of romp. This is the last time the Doctor gets to have fun in a way.
Okay, so this is you're doing four specials. This right? So this is the first one. Then you've got three more to go. When do they air? What point?
We don't really know yet. Number two will be sort of autumn sometime, and then the final two-part finale will be Christmas and New Year, we think.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So in terms of filming, where are you at?
I'm about 6 weeks away from the end.
Oh my gosh, how does that feel?
It feels okay at the moment because there's still 6 weeks to go.
He says speaking very, very quickly.
Yeah, of course. But we're on these final scripts now, which are huge and epic and sad and brilliant and it's so exciting and with incredible guest casts that I can't tell you about and all sorts of things going on.
Talk us through when you read that. So you've read The Demise. You know exactly how it changes and what happens.
Tell
us when you read that. What was it like?
I might have had a little cry.
Did you?
I did. They're brilliant scripts and very, very moving and It was quite a big deal, really.
Mm.
I sort of turned the phone off and made sure I could read it straight through without.
Were you in Wales? Were you in Cardiff?
I was in Wales. Yeah, I was filming the one before. Yeah.
Mm. Did you have any say in what happens?
Not really.
You didn't? Okay.
Not really. I wouldn't really want to though, because Russell T. Davis, our amazing writer, kind of does it all, and I'm quite happy to let him do it all because he's. You know, he's kind of brilliant.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
So
how do you feel about, the final weeks when you're filming? How does it make you feel when you think about that last day when you're filming?
I don't know, but the last day it'll be interesting. The last day, of course, isn't the last scenes, as filming is now always out of schedule.
Mm. So, no, that must be a bit sad, really.
So I don't know if I'll be sadder on the last day or filming the final scenes. That remains to be seen. But no, it's weird, because it's been 4 years. It's been so all-consuming and so life-changing, and so it's been such a big thing that it'll be, I don't know.
Is there anything that you wish that you'd known in the very beginning when you started doing this, some kind of advice that someone had given you for the four-year journey that you've been on?
Good question. I don't know.
How has it been different to?
It's just
how you put
it. Attention it gets, the amount of scrutiny it gets, and the amount that your life is sort of up for grabs. Really, I suppose that's the bit that just takes a bit of getting used to. And it's not bad. I'm not complaining about it. I knew what I was getting into to an extent, but you don't really know what that feels like until you're in it. And it's a bit overwhelming.
It's a very special club that you're in.
It's a very special club, yes. There's only 10 of us, 11 now.
So what advice would you give to Matt, who's taken over as the 11th Doctor?
He'll be fine. He doesn't need any advice. He'll be fine.
He's got the hair. He'll be absolutely all right.
He's got the hair. Yeah, he'll be grand.
Right, I've got my own Doctor Who experts, who are my sons, Jude and Cass. And yes. They've done some questions for us.
Oh, excellent.
One of those was, when you were filming, this is from Jude, when you were filming Planet of the Dead, did you come across any problems in Dubai?
One or six, yes.
Okay, like?
Well, we only had 3 days in Dubai. We shot the whole episode, we shot everything in Cardiff. So all the interiors and all the bits on Earth and all the bits, well, there are other bits as well, you'll see.
Okay.
And then we went to Dubai to shoot all the exteriors with a bus in the sand. We shipped this bright red London bus out to Dubai 5 weeks early, you know, lots of forward planning. And then a week before we started filming, they dropped a container crate on top of it and smashed it to bits.
No way!
Yeah. Wasn't time to get another one out there.
Oh, God.
We didn't really know what we were going to do. Luckily, a bit of rewriting the script and a bit of panel beating, and it all worked out. And it was kind of great. And it sort of worked to our advantage in the end. So the bus goes through a wormhole and gets a bit beaten up. And it looks fantastic. Because now, not only is it a red bus in the middle of the desert, it's a red bus that's been battered up in the middle of the desert. It looks extraordinary. So that worked to our advantage. And then the first day of filming, we had a sandstorm, so we kind of lost the first day shooting in Dubai, and we had a few problems, but it's all worked out in the end.
All right, listen, I'm going to play a track. Play Lily Allen. You approve?
Very good. I love this album.
It's a great album.
Which one are we playing?
We're going to play the single. We're going to play Not Fair.
Excellent.